The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The United States certainly supports the latest 72-hour ceasefire proposal that appears both sides are respecting and abiding by at this point. I've seen reports that the Israelis are sending a delegation to Cairo. I know that the Palestinians have done the same.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Oh, yeah, baby. We got a ceasefire. Let's hope this one holds up. It's looking good so far, but it's just 72 hours. And what happens afterwards? Who knows? It's about that negotiation process in Cairo. Josh Ernst there, who you just heard there, the White House spokesperson, relaying that information to the reporters as he does in that daily briefing, talking about Israel and the Palestinians, and ultimately, like I say, will this hold up? That's the key thing here, because it's getting, and we're all getting weary of it, but for the poor Palestinian people, it's awful on their side of it. And of course, in Israel, they're dodging rockets. They have the dome, which is, thank goodness, but they are dodging rockets. Right now, all is calm. Nobody has shattered this at this point. Speaking of being shattered, though, would you be surprised to learn that the person next to you and the person down the street, probably the guy who delivered the pizza, not happy with where we are economically at this point in this country? In fact, approval rating time, NBC News, Wall Street Journal, they did a poll. You know, I am the poll princess. We love to talk about numbers. The polls wouldn't be around if they didn't mean anything. The president's approval rating has really plunged. 79% of respondents to a Wall Street Journal NBC poll that I just mentioned said they were dissatisfied with him and the American political system. Let me break it down for you a little bit more. That's a terrible number. So it's like 40. And the people that had the strong opinion say that they're worried their children aren't going to have a better life than they do, that the country's on the wrong track, America's in a state of decline, that the country's still in a recession, and that the nation's economy isn't stronger because of an unprecedented partisan gridlock in D.C. I agree with the whole gridlock thing. It is, we're over this, aren't we? That's why when I first jumped on America Tonight, and I still stand by this, we need a strong third party, not a, oh, I can wreck the election party. No, I care about the country party. How about that? Only 40% of the people polled between Wednesday and Sunday of this last week approve of the president's performance in the White House. So 41%, all-time low, 41%. The president's disapproval rating, 54%. So you get it, right? For Congress, 14% show support for what the legislators are doing on Capitol Hill. It's the seventh straight time it's been under 15%. Oh, my. And I'll tell you, it doesn't matter, Republican or Democrat, equally upset with what's happening. The frustrations. And I wonder if the frustrations will keep some of you listening to America Tonight from going out and voting in the midterm elections. Just dissatisfied, don't care whatever the affiliation is, and you don't feel like going out and voting. Why do you want to vote? Because you're not happy with what you're seeing, right? It does still take a power of the people move. Meaning, if you're not happy, you got to pick up that phone, folks. Oh, it only takes a minute. You got to pick up the phone. You got to start a phone tree. And you got to call your elected representatives. They want to be reelected. So if enough people complain, it really is true. It's about numbers. You may get that meeting. You might come up with a satisfactory solution to whatever the problem is. Oh, and there's so many. So many. And, you know, with the people that responded to this poll, there was an interesting thing that they asked, a great twist. And the twist was almost what I say of, why don't you pick up the phone and complain? It's power to all of you and to me, right, if we do that. But of the people that took the survey I just mentioned, they said they were so bothered by an issue that they'd easily carry a protest sign for at least one day. Well, I think that's huge, because I think there's a lot of people who would never carry a protest sign, even if they're upset. They just want to kvetch in private. So one respondent, who was a Republican from Ohio, said that they would carry an impeach Obama sign. Another said, a Democrat from Kentucky, Republicans in Congress, do your job. Then another said, close the borders. Still another, and this was a Democrat from Texas, stop bombing people in the Ukraine and Gaza and Israel. And then there was just an independent who said, our government needs an overhaul. Okay, not great bumper sticker material necessarily, but all in all, the things that bug us. I keep calling the Middle East the quicksand that is sucking us in again and again and again. So I agree. We need to back away, just back away. And we have to look at the issue of immigration, but we all know that. We all know that it's a killer. And yes, there are sad stories, but there's also stories that would curl your hair. Presuming you have straight hair, that is. By some of the things that you would hear that are happening at the border. So, a lot of folks that voted for the president, not happy. A lot of people not happy with what they're seeing from the White House, and not happy with Congress. Gridlock, yeah, the gridlock is ridiculous. I always say, you know, it's like Occam's razor. If you know that term, Occam's razor, the simplest explanation is the one. And the simplest explanation is everybody's trying to protect their turf, and they're not doing the job they were hired to do. If all the companies in America were run this way, we'd be in even worse shape, believe it or not. I'm not defending the corporations. I'm just saying that there has to be some motion. We are always reacting as a nation to things instead of acting. We're not proactive, very rarely, and we are. I'm so shocked. That's what we need to do. All right, speaking of being proactive, I have a great guest for you coming up in our next seg, and it's part of For Your Health. Dr. Jerry Eidelman has a book out about sugar, meaning you gotta cut the sugar, and it's sugar you don't even realize that you're getting. That you should reach for the proteins, the chickens, that kind of stuff, the eggs, other kinds of meat, fish. And watch when you see low sugar labels. I'm really conscious of that now, and I never was before. I'd see this, oh, it's a low-fat candy. Oh, there's no sugar added. And then you look at the back, and you're horrified. Wait, didn't they just say? How did they get away with that? Now more than ever, and it's tough because we live in the rushy world, you really have to look at the labels. And that's like been my project. I've gotten better at it. It used to be I just threw it in the basket. Poof. It looks good. Look what it's saying on there, right? That's not bad for me. Jerry's going to fill us in next, so hang with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. increases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Sugar, sugar, sugar. Oh, it can kill you, can't it? And guess what? Dr. Gerald Edelman is on the line with us now. He's emanating from our virtual green room here in America Tonight. He wrote the book Sugar Rehab and talks about how too much sugar can lead to serious health problems. Doc, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate you hanging out with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so I think there's confusion over sugar. Let's break that down. When you say in your book you talk about sugar, tell us what you mean by that. I mean, we know the obvious thing when we're dumping sugar into things, pure white cane sugar, but there's all kinds of sugar out there, isn't there?
Right. What I want people to focus on, which is about 80% of the problem, right, is what do you buy in the grocery store? The ingredients, if people read it at all, they get really confused. And so I'm trying to simplify it. Just look at the sugars per serving. If it has more than, say, 2 grams per serving, which is about a quarter of a teaspoon, don't buy it. You don't need it if you stock your house with foods that have less than 2 grams of sugar per serving. And it's all solved just by that.
So you got to really, in other words, you got to pay attention, you got to read, you got to know what you got to be a grown up now. You can't just grab things off the shelf and trust when it says something like low sugar. I see that all the time.
That is a beautifully stated. Really good. Yeah, the point is that you can't trust, because what's happening is there's a bunch of marketing going on right now, and so let's take some examples. Number one, low fat. So people think low fat is healthy for them, but if you look at low fat yogurt, they tend to have about 4 to 5 sugar cubes per serving, and a sugar cube is 4 grams. And if you look at a lot of healthy packaged foods that are claimed to be pure, or natural, those are catchwords, marketing catchwords. And then you look at sugars per serving, they've got a ton of sugar in them. So my rule about 2 grams of sugar per serving or less helps you navigate through all this marketing that is tricking people. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is 80% of Americans are obese, and many of those folks have diabetes, and many of those folks will have cardiovascular disease and cancer. That's the problem. So it's very, very important what you and I are talking about.
Yeah, because, you know, as you said, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and what kind of cancers are we seeing as a result of this all across the board? Kinds of cancers, or is it colon cancer or something specific?
Well, I want to be very careful with how people, your listeners, understand this. So what I'm saying is about 80% of the obesity problem in America is because of all this sugar you and I have been talking about that we're not even aware of. So obesity is the thing that's associated with cancers, but sugar is related to that. And the cancers that are associated with obesity are breast cancer, colon cancer, kidney cancer, pancreatic cancer. The big cancers that we don't have that much, we think we don't have that much control over, right? So lung cancer, everybody knows smoking causes lung cancer. But not everybody understands that, hey, being overweight increases my chances of getting all these other major cancers.
Yeah,
and
they're not thinking about that, Doc. You know that.
They're not. And so that's why you and I talking is so important.
So how do you, so what can people do? So they're listening to this and they're saying, oh, boy, I don't want to go down that road. How do I overcome my addiction to sugar? How do I do that?
Well, you know, I don't want to be self-promoting totally, but my book, Sugar Rehab, kind of lists everything out. It's a very simple book. And it's a practical guide basically to navigate through our modern society, navigate your nutrition through the modern society. And I list out things that have less than 2 grams of sugar per serving in what I call the master list in my book. And that's what you stock your house with. And then when you go out to restaurants, various kinds of restaurants, because I like to eat out in all kinds of restaurants, I've kind of listed out explanations of what to order and what not to order to give people an idea of how to fit in with this low-sugar diet.
Yeah, and as you say, you know, the master list you created for your book, Sugar Rehab, give us a little, if you pardon the pun, taste of that. Give us a few little nuggets. To say, you know, we'll send people to go get the book, but what are a few things on your master list that would be good?
Well, so a few things on the list would be stick with things like for meals, protein. So eggs are good. And realize I'm talking to the majority of people. I'm not talking to the special folks that are, have health conditions that require special diets, like salt restriction and things like that. But in general, eggs are okay. Lean sausage, sausage, regular sausage for breakfast. A low-sugar bread, and if you use my guide about 2 grams or less per serving, you can find breads in the grocery store. They have that. In terms of other meals, things like chicken and fish, but not breaded. If you start eating it, then you're getting the sugar introduced because your body reads bread as sugar. Other things would be things like nuts. For people that have cravings, because that's one of the problems is sugar craving, I would recommend things like Russell Stauffer's sugar-free candies. They truly are sugar-free, whereas other products, such as Weight Watchers, is not sugar-free. Stay away in fruits. Stay away from the high-sugar fruits like bananas and stick with berries, that type of thing. That's what's in the book.
So do you feel like, as you said, you like to eat out, and when you start to compile the list and you start to see what's happening with patients and all that kind of stuff, is that what drove you to write the book because you're scared to death of what you're seeing as far as this sugar is concerned?
Yes. I see. I'm sitting for 22 years, and I'm observing the relationship between obesity and disease of all types. And it just occurred to me that what you and I have been talking about is going to really make a big difference for people that actually want to make a change and understand what you and I are talking about. And what you and I are talking about is simple. It's easy to translate into your life, and that's the purpose of the book.
And plus, Doc, I can imagine, I mean, I'm speaking for you, and maybe I'm wrong, but if somebody really follows it, and somebody eats chicken and fish, and they're eating the protein, and they're doing really well, every once in a while, if they had something that's not particularly good for them, it'd be okay, because they'd be fit, and they'd rarely put it in their body, right?
That is absolutely spot on, right? Because, you know, I'm 60 years old, and I'm about 6% body fat. And I'm able to do exactly what you said. But that's because I have the awareness and understanding of what we're talking about. So really, once you really are aware of what we're talking about, then you will intelligently partake in indulgences.
There you go. I like that. Intelligently partake in it. And the other thing, and I haven't mentioned this, is exercise. Some people are afraid of exercise because if you say, well, you got to exercise them, how much exercise are you doing? And then it turns out they're not doing anything, because I think people get overwhelmed because they can't become all of a sudden overnight marathon runners. You know, there's like that thing of, yeah, everyone in my neighborhood's in great shape, so I'm not going out and just walking one lousy mile. I have to do it all or forget about it, and it's an excuse. But I really think that's a big problem for a lot of people. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think you're amazing that you understand that.
Yeah.
And so the second thing I would say is what I'm teaching people and what I've understood after many years of studying this is you get more bang for your buck with weight training, repetitive muscle firing, like have a set of dumbbells, a simple set of dumbbells in your home, and do biceps and triceps, and drop down and have your wife or husband hold your feet and try to do some sit-ups, and then go back and do more biceps and triceps. You'll get way more benefit combined with the diet you and I have talked about than you will if you try to run or walk. And it's just true. To explain that, in order to really burn a lot of calories with their aerobic exercise, you've got to do it forever. You almost have to be fanatical about it. I'm talking about maybe 20 minutes of simple dumbbell weightlifting kind of exercises that you and your spouse or your family can do together in your home maybe 3 times a week.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. I hope people are paying attention out there and listening to what Dr. Edelman has to say, because I think you are spot on when it comes to this sugar rehab.
You
can get it, sugarrehabbook.com. Easy, no excuse. You just go through it, and the doc gave us some great examples on proteins and whatnot. Thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's your turn, America. You want to react, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. We have all kinds of things that are burning pretty brightly and sadly here in this country. Right now, Congress is on a break, but the numbers are low. The new poll that came out, NBC Wall Street Journal, says, yeah, 14% approve of what's happening with Congress. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Thanks for hanging through. How you be?
Hello, pole dancer. Pole princess, pardon me. I brought you a slip there.
Nice.
Tell Matt I'm sorry I didn't get to visit with him, but I was concerned about getting a hold of you. Look, I got about three items real quick, and I'll get the heck out of here. First off, on this Republican bill situation, we've got all kinds of bills that we have passed to alleviate the problems in this here country, and have sent them over to the Senate. And Harry Reid has tabled them. But we're going to get rid of Reid in November if you do your part out there as voters and vote Republican and get the Senate back for the Republicans. We have got tons of things we've been wanting to get done, and every single time we try, he tables them. They can't get a vote, can't get anybody to vote. Now, on the border, here's another little item. Our federal government, with Health and Human Services, has set up a little program to where they're paying out $6,000 a month per little immigrant coming into the country for us to pay for by putting them into homes where people will take them if they speak Spanish and they don't have to be related.
Right.
$6,000 a month, okay? That's for each one of these people, and you, me, are the taxpayers. We are paying it. Now, also, the Border Patrol did some interviews with some of these MS-13 types and some of these 18th Street gang types, and they admitted to different murders that they have perpetrated in El Salvador. And they are here now. Now, by the time they're 15 years old in these countries, they're no longer little kids. These are full-grown killers. And you can see, like you say, in their eyes, a dead stare. I mean, these people are deadly. And they're going to be released into our communities all over the continental United States where Obama is sending them, just placing them in the homes. And that's why they're closing down three of the detention centers here in Texas and Oklahoma, because of the fact that they shipped enough of them out to other places. Like in Indiana, they didn't tell the governor there. They just dumped about 2,500 of them in his state. And they've got the program to where the $6,000 a month going out that you and I get to pay for. All right? Now, on the impeachment, they're not going to press impeachment right now. And Boehner's little lawsuit routine isn't going to go anywhere because the courts are going to tell him that he doesn't have any standing because they can't prove that Congress itself has been violated by the suit. It has to be a class action suit by Congress,
right,
to where they have been actually had their powers taken from them. But since we have the power of the purse, the courts are going to say, forget it. You can't do this. So they will not have any recourse. It's just make it look good for us out here in the constituency to get us to vote for them. Okay, we're going to vote for them, and this time if they don't do what they say after they take over the Senate, guess what? The next election in 2016, there is going to be a whole lot of incumbents go down the tubes. And for the Democrats, this is a bad day at BlackRock because Obamacare is got everybody in this country ticked off. And one of the things they have with the suit on the lawsuit that Obama's been mandating the certain portions of the Obamacare bill to be put off until after the election,
yep,
is to keep the Democrats in the game, because if the American people knew that every single one of them was going to be paying twice what they're paying now for their health care, they'd come out in force and clobber the Democrats. So that's what's going on.
Now, I agree with what you said, absolutely, Dan, especially Obamacare. That's outrageous. I mean, how are people going to pay double what they're already paying with something we can barely afford?
We can't, Kate. We can't.
No.
We are just hanging on by our bare fingers as it is, and they are continuing to put it to us. I mean, you know, you're a taxpayer.
Yes.
I'm a taxpayer, and everybody out there listening to us are taxpayers. These people are going to get it right in the neck because they're going to double our health care premiums.
Yeah, and I predict
you want to get rid of Obamacare, get rid of the Democrats in the Senate, and get control back in the Republicans' hands where we can get the bills passed and do away with Obamacare. Vote it out.
Yeah, here's the problem, absolutely, Dan, that people don't realize. The call, hope you've been well. Here's the problem with it, and I when I say this, I mean this. I'm not even saying Democrat or Republican issue. That's why some of the Democrats did not vote for affordable care, because they're worried. They see the blowback, like Senator Mary Landrieu, scared to death. Why? Because she knows that is sticking to her, and she's repelling it, saying, yes, there has to be a better way, but I have nothing to do with affordable care. And it's because people were finding that they couldn't afford it. It was not affordable. You know, it's that old saying about looks too good to be true, it must not be true. And unfortunately, you know, and here's the rub on that. And I'll say this. If the plan was good, if the plan was providing what it was promised to provide, then you know what? I would say bravo. I was wrong. I heard from everyone I knew in the healthcare business and the health insurance business and people on the Hill, and boy, have we really, really dove deeply into this issue. And you know it, and we're going back in January again. So, you know, here's the thing. How can you expect people, what are you going to pay? Some people paying already, whatever it is, $380, $400, they're going to pay $800, or they have four or five people in their family. They're not. The answer is they're going to have to go without insurance. Then they're going to have to pay the penalty, the IRS penalty, when that kicks in. And it's just an outrageous circle, unfortunately. Because who doesn't want affordable health care? Of course. Even people with money want affordable, I mean real money. They want affordable health care. So you think the little people aren't going to want affordable health care? Of course. Notice how I throw in the little people. If you want to throw in your two cents, Dan really said a lot there. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And we've talked about that. We've talked about what that looks like. And the impeachment thing we talked about a couple of weeks ago, he's spot on. It's exactly what he said. That they can't, there's nothing that they can hold them to, so they can't do anything with it. In fact, they were trying to use what was hurting the House. They were trying to use affordable care as the example. But I'll tell you, it's pretty bleak when you put the word affordable in front of health insurance, and then it's anything but. How about the, boy, you wish it was the old days again, health plan, when you weren't thinking about that? Remember that, where it was actually a benefit? You went to work for a company, and one of the first things they would say, oh, the bennies are good. Yeah, the bennies are good. You'll love the bennies. We got all kinds of, you know, besides health insurance, we offer this, this, and this. And now, it's, unless you're really working for the big corporation, a lot of that is gone by the boards because it's not, it's just not affordable. It's not feasible. And it's a killer. It's a killer when you're, especially when you're trying to support a big family and you have to insure kids and you have to insure an aging couple. It is very, 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 very tough. All right, let's go out to Bill in Mississippi. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hi, Kate. Haven't talked in quite a while, but I heard the interview with the doctor that you had on there, and he brought up several things. And if you really want to get rid of that sugar problem, increase your milk. And I've got my body tuned to the point where if I took a swig of sweet tea, it would taste nasty to me. And it's strictly a matter of getting your 90 essential nutrients and the minerals into your body and getting them absorbed. And of course you need to get off the gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. That means no bread unless it's gluten free. And, all that will go away. It certainly did with me 14 years ago.
Well, yeah, that's so true. You're so true about the, gluten. I know a lot of people that have done that gluten free and they're like changed people.
Oh yeah, and of course you'll start absorbing a lot better. Even recently, about like 3 years ago, I had a rash where I was allergic to eggs, and I hadn't quite gotten rid of all the gluten because it's very tough. When I was finally able to put the microscope on it and get rid of every last little bit of gluten in my diet, the rash went away, and now I can eat eggs again. And it's strictly because I wasn't absorbing, but now I can. And my body is entirely changed compared to what it was, let's say, 20, 25 years ago. And I can do things I couldn't even do 10 years ago.
Wow, good for you, Bill. I'm glad you called and backed that up. Listen to what he's saying. You know, it's true. I'm trying to do that gluten thing, too, and it is. He's right. It's tough. It's tough to do because you don't realize how much of it, what it can do to you, especially absorbing that whole sugar thing, until, like I said, you start to read the labels. And, boy, I was never a label... Never a label reader. Trust me, now I am. Oof. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Turn here for this hour of America Tonight. Boy, I'll tell you what, when you think of the internet, right, and you think of the freedom of the internet in a sense, man, I gotta look this up, boom. You remember when this happened back in World War One, like some history nugget, or do you remember what happened just 5 years ago, what was going on then? And it's great, the whole search engine thing, but the whole deal with passwords and your security. Man, criminy. How do you protect yourself? Russian criminals have stolen 1.2 billion internet user names and passwords. They say it's the largest collection, they believe, of stolen digital credentials in history. And bravo to this security firm. It's called Hold Security. They didn't reveal the identities of the websites because of the non-disclosure agreements, and they didn't want to show, you know, who's vulnerable, but they say it's just a treasure trove of credentials from over 420,000 websites, small sites, household names, and they didn't breach any major email providers. So they make money by sending out spam for bogus products like weight loss pills and that kind of stuff. If you don't realize this, do not click on things from people you do not know. If there's things that you've signed up for, different stories, so if they're pushing some product and it's something you signed up for, just make sure you know it. And that's the whole idea, trying to trick you into signing up for something. It's like using people's names. They come up with people's names and they write it on the email, and it's they find ways to get through. So you got to be careful what you click through on, because you don't want to end up in this situation. So they started collecting user info a few years ago by just buying it on the black market. And the stash has become just enormous because of the automated program that goes through the internet to find the vulnerabilities on the websites. And one of the things that the only thing is, last year, remember the whole Target thing? They admitted in December that hackers had stolen credit and debit cards from 40 million accounts. It really makes you worry of that, because how many people pay things with debit, especially? I mean, really tooling around with cash, you don't find that a lot of people have a lot of cash on them. They might have a little bit, but that's the whole idea of the debit card, right? And that Target thing really shook up a lot of people. So you got these hackers in Eastern Europe and Russia that get the cyber attack deal. They know how to go after your money. They know how to launch super sophisticated attacks. And even beyond spam, they have other kinds of things like corporate espionage and stealing credit card details. And so here's the whole thing. You got to manage your credentials. If you have the same password for multiple things like banking and social media accounts, you don't want that to happen. You've got to figure out a way. You got to keep those passwords, and you got to change up those passwords, because they get into one, and that makes sense. Then they're cracking the code on all the others, and they're going to use it all the way through. So whenever, ever, ever possible, and I'm like the queen of forgetting the password, so I get it. But if you can, and you've got like a second password, use it. If you can do that, so that you're able to be on top of it and you don't end up being a victim of it. Because the worst thing is identity theft. Oh, I just know too many people that have been so burned by identity theft. And you know, nobody feels sorry for you. You can't call up and say, well, wait a second, I'm a good person. You know, I'm a good person. I didn't do anything. I pay my bills. I do whatever. It doesn't matter. You're just numbers. It doesn't matter. And then you have to untangle that web and prove certain things. And it is brutal to do that. It's not just this like one-time phone call and help me out. So I think it's pretty scary reading about the things that happen with this Russian group and how they were able to get to all those sites. Just a good reminder, use different passwords, and even then, there's no definite guarantees, but use different passwords, and for goodness sake, be careful about where you are putting your Social Security numbers, because I would say Social Security number and debit card and that kind of stuff, that's the thing that will really hook you. And then you become unglued, frankly. That's when I've seen people that are incredibly calm all of a sudden go into a rage, because they haven't, you know, they're trying to untangle a web that is very tough to untangle. Very tough to do it. I want to throw this out here. A couple of things I actually didn't mix in earlier, but I think significant. You know, we keep talking about things happening on planes and being careful and what the screening process is and all that kind of thing. They just had a man that was arrested on suspicion of making a bomb hoax after a passenger plane landed at the Manchester airport The stuff with the jokes, I mean, come on, give me a break. And this is, by the way, England's Manchester Airport. There were almost 270 people on board, well, passengers. There were 13 crew members on a Qatar Airways flight from Qatar, which landed at the airport. They say the crew got a threat about a possible bomb on board. And when they see that, guess what they do over there, just like they do in the United States? The Royal Air Force scrambles, and they get up in the air as fast as they can because they think they have a flying bomb, frankly. So they had to suspend the takeoffs and the landings and all that kind of stuff. They're investigating it, but they think someone on the plane did it. Are you kidding me? What kind of nut is doing that? You know, why? Why are you doing that? Calling and making that threat. Ridiculous. Imagine how jittery the people on that plane were when they looked out their window and saw that. Thinking, okay, something's going on here, or they wouldn't, the Royal Air Force would not be scrambling around us as I open the window and we're getting closer and closer to our destination. Unfortunately, right? All right, one last one. We'll take it quickly here. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray, what's shaking?
Hey, not much. How are you, Kate?
I'm good.
I was out sweeping in my garage, cleaning some stuff up.
Yay, cleaning up the garage. That's a good thing.
How about that? You were talking about something a while ago. I was kind of half paying attention. But then I got on the thing that I heard today on the news that the people that have been advertising gluten-free, Oh, it was a nutrition thing earlier. Well, now they're going to have to prove that they're gluten-free because they've been advertising that they are and they're not. Silly. I don't know. I don't worry about gluten-free or wheat, but
I think it depends on your makeup. It depends on how much sugar intake, that kind of thing, what other things you're eating. And cool. I think there's a concern about, there's definitely a concern about sugar and what it can do to you, meaning not, well, we think of sugar and just having, as I said there in the interview, eating a bunch of sugar packets or putting sugar packets on things. It's that hidden sugars in the food, how much you're absorbing that can lead, unfortunately, they think, Ray, thanks for the call, we're up against it, can lead to some really horrific things. And they're still trying to prove some of that. But I've seen the results of people just cutting back on some of those foods, and it is pretty phenomenal. You know, it's whatever works for you. That's what I say, because everybody has a different way to either lose weight, get in shape, feel better. It's the whole thing about moderation, really. Do you want to eat too much of one thing? No. Do you want to overload in the opposite direction? No. I don't think you can strictly go by calories anymore, but hey, I'm not a doctor. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supply and quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.